BBC News with Marion Marshall. The military chief of staff in Ivory Coast says the army has launched an operation to restore order in the second city of Bouaké, which has been under the control of mutinous soldiers for 3 days. Popular opposition to the revolt over unpaid bonuses has been growing, culminating in a march earlier today. 6 people were wounded when the soldiers opened fire on protesters. They've said they won't lay down their weapons. The United States has warned North Korea that new missile tests are not the way to get into talks with Washington. The UN envoy accused the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, of being in a state of paranoia and said Washington would continue to tighten the screws on Pyongyang. The UN Security Council is to meet in emergency session on Tuesday. Exit polls in Germany's most populous state, North Rhine-Westphalia, predict that Chancellor Merkel's Christian Democrats will emerge the strongest party, with more than 34% of the vote, defeating their Social Democrat rivals in one of their traditional heartlands. The result will be seen as a major blow to their chances of winning national elections in September. On his first day in office, President Macron has praised the way Parisians responded to recent terror attacks by Islamist militants. He said that rather than hide behind barricades, many opened their doors, displaying a brotherhood that also represented the country. The EU's law enforcement agency has described the scale of Friday's cyber attack as unprecedented, hitting 200,000 victims in 150 countries. Europol warned the numbers could go up on Monday as people return to work. A World Health Organization representative in the Democratic Republic of Congo has confirmed a second case of the deadly hemorrhagic Ebola virus in the north of the country. He said the WHO was trying to trace 125 people who could have had contact with the virus. BBC World Service News.